My toe! I am walking the beach and do not see the big rock. I trip on the big rock and stub my poor little toe. Ouch! I hobble back to the bathhouse. I ask for some ice. The ice is cold. It numbs the pain, though. Still, my foot swells. It gets bigger. My sandal doesn't want to fit on my foot. So, we leave the beach and drive back to Grumpa's house. I sit in the car and I think.
What do you think about?
I think about work. About how busy work is. About how it feels to be stuck on a hamster wheel. Going, going, going. And not able to slow down and get off. That is what happens to grown-ups. We get so busy and do not take the time we need to rest. I wonder, did God put that rock there to stop me from walking the beach?
Oh, yes, I think he did. He knew that would slow you down.
Shh, I want to hear more.
We arrive back at Grumpa's house, and I am told to rest and put my leg up. Elevate it, because that will help me heal. I look for a place to rest. Grumpa's hammock is the perfect place to rest. So I grab a magazine to read. I hobble out to the yard. I find the hammock waiting for me under the shade of the old oak tree. I settle into the hammock so that my foot is up high. As soon as I open the magazine, though, something strange happens. A bee buzzes in and bites my eyelid. Not a sting, mind you, a bite. Ouch! Then it bites my other eyelid. Not a sting, another bite. When I tell it to go away, it bites my lip. Ouch! I cry. Stop that! I jump out of the hammock. I bend low to the ground. I look around. Where is that bee? Did God send that bee to stop me from reading?
Yes. And he wanted you to be quiet.
Shh, you be quiet. What happens next, Wendy?
Where is that bee?
The bee is nowhere to be seen. In my hand, I hold a stick, though. Where did that come from? I must have picked it up without thinking. I must have picked it up to defend myself. I look at the stick. It has spider webbing. The sticky threads run in the same direction as the length of the stick. The threads run from one nubbin down to another nubbin. Wow! It looks like a fiddlestick. You know, a fiddlestick is a bow used to play a fiddle or a violin. How curious! I straighten up to inspect the stick. A tiny spider hangs in the V of a small branching nubbin at the lower end of the stick. Did God send that spider to fiddle around with me? Or was it Mother Nature, perhaps?
Maybe.
I look at the spider. Nonsense. Just then the bee comes back in a dive bomb and plunges its stinger right into my bad foot. Ouch! Fiddlesticks, I cry. I bend back down and pluck the bee away from my foot. I pull the bee away from my skin, and sticky goo stretches between the bee and the sting wound. A startling, strange, and sticky situation all the way around. That bee certainly got its point across. Wendy, stop reading. Close your eyes. Shut your mouth. Stay off your feet. Just be. It's Sunday. Rest. So I lie in the hammock, just resting, swinging, floating, thinking about the rock, the bee, and the fiddlestick. I close my eyes knowing, just knowing, that our great Mother Nature went to an awful lot of trouble to get me to take a nap and to just be. So ends my first story. Now, let's do some wordplay. Good words are essential to creating good stories, and really good words are fun to play with. We will see how a single word can have more than one meaning, and we will look at how the right choice of words can paint lively pictures in our imaginations. For example, let's look up the word fiddlesticks. When I Google the word fiddlesticks, the Urban Dictionary tells me it's a mild swear word, like, oh darn. WikiAnswers.com tells me that fiddlesticks means that what was just said was nonsense. AnswersYahoo.com tells us the word fiddlesticks is used frequently in the southern United States to express a loss of patience or mild annoyance. There's a difference, though, between this word and fiddle-dee-dee, with fiddlesticks being a bit more irritated. Fiddlesticks comes from the singular form of the word fiddlestick, which is a bow with which one plays a fiddle or violin. In ancient myths, violin and bow are connected to the Roman goddess of joy. And in the telling of the story, we've been blessed with the joyful fiddling of Rhode Island musician Kathy Clasper-Torch. Let's listen to just a little more fiddle.